We have museums for all kinds of things that you can see and touch, but my next guest project is one of a kind in this country. Elaine Gould is a linguistics professor who founded the Canadian Language Museum. It's dedicated to languages and their role in the development of the country. So far, the museum has exhibited French, English, and Indigenous languages. Now, they've launched a Chinese language exhibit.
Good morning.
Why did you decide to devote a space when it comes to exploring and promoting language?
Well, that's an interesting question. I wanted to start a museum because I thought it was very important to share with the broad public information about the languages of Canada because they have contributed so much to Canada's history and to Canada's culture.
And what do you see as some of the gaps that are at existing museums?
Most existing museums are devoted to tangible heritage. So most of them are devoted to artifacts that bring history to life in some way or another. But language is intangible, and it's much more difficult to present to the public. So most museums aren't prepared to create exhibits around languages, and so haven't been focusing on the cultural aspects of language as much as on actual artifacts.
So what does a language exhibit look like?
Well, language exhibit can take different forms. Most of our exhibits are designed to travel, so what they look like are freestanding panels. You've probably seen freestanding banner stands. These are double-sided freestanding banner stands. They're very colorful. Each exhibit would contain six or seven of these stands. And very brightly colored, and we would include information like, I'm going to talk about, for example, the exhibit about the Cree language as an example for what an exhibit might look like. So there's a big map that shows where the Cree language is spoken across Canada. There's a description of the different dialects. There's an explanation of what the differences are between some of these dialects. There's a discussion of some of the very interesting aspects of the language that people might not know. For example, with the Cree language has animacy as part of its grammar. Now, what does that mean? In French and other Romance languages, all the nouns are divided between being masculine and feminine. But in the Cree language and other Algonquian languages, all the nouns are divided between being animate and inanimate. Now, what that means in terms of current discussions about language. So we have a lot of discussions about, do we use him? Do we use her? Do we use they, he, or she? Mm-hmm. In Cree, there's no issue because everyone's animate. So there's no separate pronouns for men and women.
Yes.
Everything's animate. So for every language that we discuss, we bring up interesting aspects of that language and how it views the world and how people see it and what people are doing to maintain those languages in Canada.
You're running a Chinese language exhibit right now. What Right. compelled you to do that and to start there?
Well, we've been running the museum now for almost 12 years, and we've had exhibits about the official languages, about English and French, and about several different Indigenous languages and issues around languages, but we haven't had one exhibit devoted to a specific, what I would call a heritage language, so a language that's not official, not Indigenous, but mm-hmm. spoken in Canada. And I felt strongly that the first exhibit we should do should be about the Chinese languages, first of all, because they're the most spoken languages in Canada after English and French. So now with the most recent census, Mandarin is the most spoken language in Canada after English and French, and Cantonese is very close behind. And that's also an interesting change because up until the last census in 2016, Cantonese was always bigger than Mandarin in Canada, but now there has been that shift. They're still close, but Mandarin has become larger. So that was one reason why I felt it was important. And then the other reason for this year is that 2023 is the 100th anniversary of what is known as the Chinese Immigration Act, but often called the Chinese Exclusion Act. And this was an act in 1923 that virtually stopped all immigration from China, of Chinese people to Canada. And so I thought it was an important year also to mark that and to have an exhibit.
It's a fascinating exhibit, and it's a fascinating way of sort of looking at the city that we live in. What do you think seeing a museum like this and an exhibit dedicated to these language contributes in terms of the city that we live in, this diverse, vibrating city that we call Toronto?
I think it does a number of things. And one thing it does is that it makes people who speak those languages feel more at home. There's something about going into a library. So our exhibits travel widely to libraries, to schools, to community centers. So whether you come to our museum or you see the exhibit elsewhere, you're going into a public space and seeing yourself reflected. So for people who speak that language, I'm hoping that it kind of reinforces a pride in that language and a reason to maintain it. So that's for the people who speak that language. And then, of course, for the people who don't speak that language, it just helps to give more insight into our very multi-ethnic city. And people find it really interesting because your own life takes you in contact with certain people, but perhaps not the whole wide range of people that are in Toronto. So if you say something like, oh, Mandarin's the largest language in Toronto after English, people say, oh, that's really interesting. And they might pay a little more attention to the community around them and the streets, the signs that they see on the streets, as well as the people that they're interacting with.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Elaine. Thanks so much.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and I hope people will visit our website at the Canadian Language Museum. And there's lots of information about the many languages that are spoken in Canada there.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Elaine Gold is the director of the Canadian Language Museum. You can find it at York University's Glendon campus.